Of all the places you'd expect to find a copy of Homer's Iliad, inside the body of an authentic Egyptian mummy would have to be right up there. But that's exactly where, it's recently been confirmed, a fragment of the Iliad was found. That's a mind-boggling discovery that raises all sorts of questions, the most basic of which is, why was an Egyptian mummy stuffed with a fragment of Homer's Iliad? Which is exactly the title of a conversation piece co-written by our next guest, Stefan Bauman, who's an assistant professor of Egyptology at KU Leuven in Belgium and researcher at the Art and History Museum in Brussels. Stefan, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you. Hello.
Now, Stefan, so many questions about this story, but let's start with the basic one. Which mummy are we talking about here?
Well, yeah, it's a mummy, apparently a male person who lived in the first centuries of the Common Era in Egypt. That's the so-called Greco-Roman period when Egypt was ruled by the Roman Empire. And the man lived in a city called Oxyrrhynchos in Middle Egypt. That's one of the big cities at that time in Egypt.
And it's a really significant archaeological site. It sounds like a treasure trove many, many times over. Could you give us a bit of history about that site and how significant it's been?
Yeah, well, it dates back to the Pharaonic era. But it's most well known because of the well-preserved papyrus finds. Thousands of fragments of papyrus were found in basically the rubbish, the garbage heaps of that city, and they're well-preserved. So there are many Greek texts as well, literary texts such as of Homer. That's basically what the city is known for, and it's the papyri, the huge amount of papyri found there.
And that's interesting. You said that some of them are found sort of in rubbish heaps, and that may have some significance when we move on to the details of this particular fragment that was found with the mummy. I gather there's some discrepancies across different reports about where exactly the fragment was found in relation to the mummy. What are the various theories here and what's the significance of them?
Yeah, that's an important point. So, well, we're dealing here with a recent find, and that means we have to rely only on the press reports, the press releases issued by the involved institutions. And here and there, some people gave interviews and we can extract bits of information.
Sounds like you're doing contemporary archaeology on the media as well.
Yeah, kind of. And what is striking is that in the first press releases, we read literally that papyrus was found inside the abdomen of a mummy. And in other reports, then we read that it was placed on the mummy. And this, of course, changes the interpretation drastically. When Egyptians mummified their deceased, they, first of all, they made a little cut and took out all the inner organs, tried the body, and then put back the organs inside the cavity. And of course, because the body is now dry, it doesn't maintain its original shape. So what they did is, they stuffed the body with all kinds of materials, linen, mud, blunt parts, sawdust, and sometimes even papyri. At least, to my knowledge, this was a common practice with animal mummies. The Egyptians also mummified animals and basically used the same procedure and then stuffed it. So just like we nowadays we use paper to stuff our packages before we post them. They apparently used old papyrus, old paper, so to say, and stuffed it to reconstruct the shape of the body.
That's really interesting. So there's clear evidence that papyrus has been used for this purpose of stuffing mummies, or at least animal mummies. And that, I suppose, raises some questions about what this particular usage might have been. Because I've read in some places, Stefan, the suggestion that the piece of text of the Iliad might have been in a sort of bag or something as an offering, if you like, to the afterlife and have a literary significance or even sort of magical belief associated with the use of the text. That's very much at the other end of the scale compared to just a bit of stuffing. So what do you make of the more highfalutin theory? Where do you land on this question?
Yeah, so luckily one of the involved researchers issued a statement making clear that the papyrus found on top of the mummy was placed on top of the mummy. And the position between the chest and abdomen, it's a position that in other cases was used to put papyri with magical content.
Okay, so the positioning on top of the body and the actual placement on the body does lend some credence to that more magical literary theory.
Yes, I think it does. First of all, the comparison to the other finds. And, well, people were surprised because these other texts were clearly magical. Now we have a literary text, this poem of Homer. And, yeah, people were struck by the fact that why would a literary text serve that purpose? And actually, it's not that surprising. Since many years, since the end of the 19th century, basically, we know that Homer, especially the Iliad, had a meaning beyond literary content. Extracts from this poem were used as magic spells.
Right, so it's kind of like inspirational quotes that are regarded as having some sort of power, which makes me wonder, Stefan, does the actual choice of the text in this particular fragment also support this idea?
Yeah, well, the fragment they chose to put on this mummy, well, the section is from the catalog of ships. That's in the Iliad, the section where the Greek forces are explained, like how many ships they had, who were the leaders, and so on. And there is another clearly magic spell, which was taken out of this section against short-sightedness. In this case, it works in a way that basically that the context of this original text doesn't matter at all. It's all about keywords mentioned in this ancient text. In this case, a goddess helps one of the heroes by enabling him to see better, to see and distinguish between humans and gods. So it's about taking the mist from the eyes.
Yeah, but from what you've described, it does seem to be a coherent theory that this particular text is chosen to be part of that tradition of including magical spells or words which sort of will help the departed in the afterlife. Is there any evidence of the use of the Iliad in ancient Egypt for this purpose or a similar purpose, Stefan?
Not in a funerary context. That is actually something new in this case. We can say in Egyptian tradition, what the Egyptians did, of course, they mummified the body and added all kinds of amulets. In the wrappings, they gave like the Book of the Dead, like also papyri that protects the deceased and guides him the way to the afterlife. And so in this case, the papyrus could serve in a similar way, an amulet that protects the body. It's just a different kind of amulet that was used in that period, which of course is not a traditional Egyptian amulet, but it's an amulet very much influenced by the Greek culture.
Yeah, so does that seem anomalous in a way which calls into question this particular usage, or does it make sense in terms of what we know about the awareness of the Iliad and use of the Iliad in Roman Egypt?
Yeah, I think it makes perfect sense. It's just in line of what we see, how the Iliad was used as a magic text as well.
Is it a sort of status symbol, Stefan?
It is, definitely. So at that time, Egypt was governed by foreign rulers and they identified as Roman or Greek. And Greek education contained also reading, knowing Homer. And by being able to quote Homer, to read Homer, it was a way to show the social status, being part of the elite. And having this with you is also a sign of being probably literate and being of elite status.
And you mentioned that the specific knowledge about this find is quite preliminary because it's all based on reports from those involved. What's going to be the process from here? When do you expect these details will be made public and no doubt be scrutinized by Egyptologists and archaeologists all around the world?
Well, I think this find raised quite some attention, and I think they're very eager to publish this as soon as possible.
And just going back to the initial confusion about where exactly this Iliad fragment was found, what were the consequences of those discrepancies in Egyptologist and archaeologist circles?
Well, I must say many scholars got a bit confused because of the press reports, the press releases. which clearly state it was inside the mummy. It only was through this clarification by one of the scholars who published this independently on her project website that it's clear that it is on top of the mummy. And this small detail, it's just a preposition basically in and on.
Yes.
But it changes everything. So there were many scholars at the beginning who said, well, yeah, if it's inside the mummy, it's more likely to be a stuffing material, which has nothing to do with the content. It's only about the material.
Yeah.
But of course, in light of the given context now, I think it makes more sense really to see this as in line of other uses of the Homeric text, the Iliad, used as a metrical text.
Well, yes, as you say, the slight difference between one preposition in contemporary English and also a slight difference in positioning in an ancient mummy makes all the difference. And thanks to your explanations, we now understand those significances. So thanks very much for joining us on Sunday Extra, Stefan.
Thank you. It has been a pleasure.
And we were speaking there with Assistant Professor of Egyptology, Stefan Bauman from KU Leuven in Belgium. And Stefan's also a researcher in the Art and History Museum in Brussels. His piece in The Conversation was titled, Why Was an Egyptian Mummy Stuffed with a Fragment of Homer's Iliad?
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.